今年9月22日，我们荣幸地邀请到了 Kai Chandrasan Mara 为我们讲解盛典博加瓦坛，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Haribo。
Haribo。
11th canon, chapter 7.
Chapter. Last time we finished the chapter.
Yeah, finished chapter 7. Okay.
Yes, I remember we finished this chapter.
More on chapter
8? Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 8, starts with a summary.
今天我们讲《释迦牟尼法坛》第十一篇第二章。Hare Krishna Mara.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, just now there's a silence.
Okay. Lord Krishna told Uddhava how the Avadutta Brahman explained to Maharaj Yadu the instructions he'd received from nine of his gurus, beginning with the
python.
Krishna
told Avadutta Brahman, 向 Maharaj Yadu 解释了他从他的九位 guru 那里得到的。
All the flooded rivers discharge their waters into it, nor does it dry up during the hot season when the rivers fail to supply it. Similarly, the sage does not become elated when he achieves desirable things, nor does he become distressed in their absence.
这位阿瓦杜特·布拉玛纳从海洋那里得到的教训就是完全奉献给人格神手的圣人的心意，恰似，这位圣哲的心意是非常澄明庄重的，恰似平静的海水。海洋在雨季并不会暴涨，当所有河流将他们的河水冲泻到大海中的时候，海洋不会涨水。同样，在炎热的季节，海洋也不会干枯。即便河流已经不再提供河水，同样的，当圣哲们取得他们心仪的事物，他并不会感到欣喜万分。当他得不到心仪的事物，圣哲也不会感到沮丧。
The moth is that just as he becomes enticed by the fire and gives up his life, the fool who cannot control his senses becomes enchanted by the form of a woman decorated with gold ornaments and fine clothing, chasing after these embodiments of the divine illusory energy of the Lord. He loses his life untimely and falls down into the most horrible hell.
飞蛾给予的教训就是，恰似被火焰诱导，飞蛾失去了自己的生命。愚蠢的人们看见 装饰着黄金首饰和优雅服饰的女子的形象，便无法控制感官而被女子所着迷。他追逐着这些主的虚幻神圣的虚幻能量的代表的时候，他便由此而早夭，提早结束了自己的寿命，跌落到最黑暗最恐怖的地狱当中。
There are two kinds of bees, the bumblebee and the honeybee. Instruction learned from the bumblebee, the sage should collect only small amounts of food from many different households, and thus day after day practice the occupation of Madhukari for maintaining his existence. The sage should also collect the essential truths from all scriptures, be they great or insignificant.
有两类蜜蜂，大黄蜂和小蜜蜂。从大黄蜂那里学到的教训就是，一位圣者只应当搜集从不同的居士那里搜集少量的食物，这样一天一天的练习妈都Curry 的职责来维系生存。
The instruction is shaped from the second insect, the honeybee, that a mendicant sannyasi should not save the food he begged for the sake of having it later that night or the next day, because if he does so, and just like the greedy honeybee,He'll be destroyed along with his word.
一位圣者也应当是从所有的经典当中那里搜集关键精华的真理，无论是伟大的真理还是微不足道的真理。从第二类昆虫小蜜蜂那里得到的教训就是，一位乞讨的 sannyasi 不应当把乞讨来的食物留作第二天或者是当晚来食用，因为如果他这样去做的话，那么就像那个贪婪的蜜蜂一样，他也会连同蜂巢一同被毁灭。Finish.
From the elephant, the Navadutta Brahman received the following instructions. Male elephants are tricked by hunters into moving toward captive female elephants, whereupon they fall into the hunter's ditch and are captured. Similarly, the man who becomes attached to the form of a woman falls down into the deep well of material life and is destroyed.
这位阿瓦杜特布拉玛纳从大象那里得到了如下的教导：雄象被猎人所欺骗，朝着被捕获的雌象走去，因而掉入猎人的陷阱，从而被捕获。同样，被女子的形象所吸引的男子会掉入物质生活的深井，从而被摧毁殆尽。 Finished.
The instruction received from the honey thief is that just as he steals the honey collected with great effort by the honeybee, the person in the renounced order of life has the privilege enjoying before anyone else the food and other valuable things purchased by the hard-earned money of the householders.
从盗密贼那里得到的教训就是，正像他，可以偷取蜜蜂费尽周折所采来的蜂蜜一样，一个在气绝生命阶层的人有特权来在所有人之前享受食物和其他居士们通过辛苦赚钱所购买的其他珍贵的事物。
The instruction from the deer that becomes confused upon hearing this and loose also the first going to be that practically waste his life.
从鹿儿那里得到的教训就是，正如鹿儿聆听到猎人的笛声而感到困惑一样，并且丧失了生命，任何被世俗的音乐歌曲所吸引的人就会无用地浪费他的光阴。
Instruction learned from the fish is that because it comes under the sway of the attachment with a sense of taste, he's caught by the baited fish hook and must die. Similarly, an unintelligent person who is victimized by his insatiable tongue will end up losing his life.
从鱼那里获得的教训就是，由于鱼被味觉所味觉所吸引，依附于味觉的，同样他因为被鱼钩所捕获从而丧命。因此一个有智慧的人，一个缺乏智慧的人成为他的无法贪得无厌的舌头的牺牲品，也会因此而丧失自己的生命。
There was once a prostitute named Pingala in the city of Vidya, and from her, the Avadhuta learned another lesson. One day she dressed herself in very attractive clothing and ornaments and was waiting for sunset, from sunset until midnight for a customer. She waited in great anticipation, but as the time passed, her mind became very uneasy. No man came to see her. In disgust, she finally became renounced, giving up her hankering for the arrival of a suitor. Thereafter, she engaged herself in thinking only of the Supreme Lord, and her mind achieved the supreme platform of peace.
从前有一位名叫 Pingala 的妓女，她住在维德哈城。这位阿瓦杜特从这妓女那里得到了另一个教训。有一天，他把自己装扮得非常诱人，穿上了诱人的衣服和服饰，等待着天黑，有一位主顾会来找他。他在极大的期待当中，一直在等待，但是时间一分一秒的过去了，他的心意变得越来越不安不稳，没有一个男子前来见他。他在极度的厌恶当中，最后产生了气绝心，放弃了渴望一位有一个主顾的到来，对一个主顾到来的渴望。之后他一心一意的 想着至尊主哈瑞，心意达到了至高无上的平和境界。
The instruction received from her is that hopes for sense gratification are the root cause of all suffering. Therefore, only one who has given up such hankering can fix himself in meditation upon the personality of Godhead and achieve transcendental peace.
从他那里获得的教训就是，对感官享乐的需求便是一切痛苦的根源。因此，只有当一个人放弃了这种渴求，完全专注于冥想、人格神守的时候，他才能达到超然的平和。
Okay, number one. Shri Brahmana Vacha Sukham Aindriya Kam Rajan Swarge Narate Vacha Dehinam Yad Yata Dukham Tasman Necheta Tad Buddha Sukham Aindriya Kam Rajan Swarge Narate Vacha Dehinam YadYatadukam Tasman Nechata Tadbuddha. Word for word. Shri Brahman Uvacha. Saintly Brahman said.
这位神圣的 Brahmana 说道，
Sukham, happiness.
快乐。
Indriyakam, generated from the material senses.
源于物质感官。
Rajan, O king.
国王啊。
Swarge, in material happiness, in material heaven.
在物质的天堂。
Narake.In hell.
在地狱。
Eva, certainly.
肯定的。
Yeah. Cha, also.
也。
Dehinam of the embodied living beings.
体困的生物体的。
Yet, since.
自从。
Yata, just as.
恰似。
Dukkham, unhappiness.
不快乐。
Tasmat, therefore.
因此。
Not.
不。
It's chitta. Desire.
应当渴望。
Tut, that.
那。
Buddha. One.
一个了解的人。
Translation. The saintly Brahman said, O king, the embodied living entity automatically experiences unhappiness in heaven or hell. Similarly, happiness will also be experienced even without one seeking it. Therefore, a person of intelligent discrimination does not make any endeavor to obtain such material happiness.
译文：圣洁的 Brahmana 说，王啊，贫困生物自动体验到天堂或地狱的痛苦。同样，即便不寻求快乐，快乐也会不请自来。因此，睿智明达的人不努力求取物质快乐。
Report. One should not uselessly waste his life pursuing material sense gratification because a specific quantity of material happiness will automatically come to one as a result of one's past and present fruitive activity. This lesson is learned from the Ajagara Python, who lies down and accepts for his maintenance, whatever comes of its own accord. Remarkably, in both material heaven and hell, happiness and unhappiness come automatically due to our previous activities. Although the proportions of happiness certainly vary.
人要知，人不该把生命荒废在物质感官享乐上。因为作为一个人过去和现在的果报活动结果，某些物质快乐自动到来。这一教导可以从阿扎嘎拉蟒蛇身上学到。蟒蛇躺着接受自然得来的一切维系自己。显然，无论在物质天堂还是地狱，根据我们先前的活动，快乐痛苦不请自来。虽然快乐和痛苦的比例变化无常。
Either in heaven or hell, one may eat, drink, sleep, and have sex. But these activities, being based on the material body, are temporary and unconsequential. The intelligent person should see that even the best material situation is a punishment from the previous unlawful activity executed outside the scope of loving devotion and service to God.
在天堂和地狱，人都可以吃、睡、喝、交配。但这些活动建立在短暂意识、微不足道的物质躯体的基础上。智者应当看到，甚至最好的物质处境，实际上也是对过去不履行对神的奉爱服务的非法活动的惩罚。Finish.
A conditioned soul undergoes great trouble to obtain a little happiness after struggling in material life, which is full of hardship and hypocrisy. One may receive a little sense gratification, but the illusory pleasure in no way offsets the burden of suffering one must bear to get it.
受条件先。限制灵魂费尽周折才得到一丁点的快乐，在充满艰难与虚伪的物质生活中挣扎，人或许得到一点点感官享乐，但这迷幻的快乐绝不能抵消综合为得到它而必须忍受的痛苦。Finished.
After all, a pretty hat is no cure for a homely face. one really wants to solve life's problems, one should live simply and reserve the major portion of one's life for Krishna. Even those who do not serve God receive a certain standard of maintenance. Therefore, we can just imagine secure reward affords to those who dedicate their lives to his devotional service.
毕竟漂亮的帽子弥补不了其貌不扬的脸庞，人若真想解决生命的各种问题，就该过简朴的生活，把大部分精力用来服务Krishna。神甚至维系着不服务神的人，可想而知，主肯定保护那些倾其毕生为他从事奉献服务的人们。 Finish.
Therefore, we can just imagine the security the Lord affords to those who dedicate their lives to his devotional service.
所以，可想而知，主肯定保护那些倾其毕生为他 服务的人们。
Unrefined fruitive workers usually worry only about the present life, whereas more pious karmis imprudently make elaborate arrangements for fruitive material sense gratification, unaware that all such enjoyment is temporary. The real solution, however, is to understand that by pleasing the personality of Godhead, who is the master of all senses and all desires, one can attain permanent happiness. Such knowledge easily solves the problems of life.
愚蠢的只担忧目前的生活，而较为虔诚的 karmi 则肆无忌惮为将来的物质感官享乐做精心安排，尚未认识到所有这些享乐都是短暂如过眼云烟。然而，真正的解决方式是去明白，通过取悦人格守神所有感官和愿望之主，人才能获得永恒的快乐。
这知识轻而易举地解决各种生命问题。All right. Om Gyanate Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakso Nmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatrine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shivasadi Gohor Bhakti Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, this is very clear and basic understanding that all devotees know, but applying this at every moment in their life is another issue.
这些都是最最基本的哲学道理，所有奉献者都很清楚，但是怎么在日常生活当中加以实践是另外一回事了。
But the basic idea, Prahlad said this, and we find it many places, that no one is seeking unhappiness or distress. We're trying to avoid it for the most part.
嗯、Prahlad, that's what Prahlad Maharaj said.
Prahlad said it, many say it.That no one is seeking, you know, to get sick or to get hurt or to have your girlfriend dump you or anything. We're seeking happiness.
就许多人，包括普拉德马尔都说过，没有人去寻求生活当中的不快乐、痛苦、疾病啊、伤痛啊，或者被女朋友给甩掉。
More people spend more trouble trying to avoid unhappiness than even looking for happiness, because unhappiness is just everywhere. It's always coming, so we make so many arrangements to try to avoid it. Vaccinations and locks on our doors and so many things.
I didn't catch the last word.
So many arrangements we make to try to avoid unhappiness.
We
buy big locks for our doors, burglar alarms. You know, we get vaccinations. You know, we do so many things to avoid trouble.
大部分时候呢，人们都是在忙着避免不快乐。而不是在忙着寻找快乐，因为生活当中到处都是那些令人不快的事件，比如说，那个门突然就被在自己面前被锁上了，进不去门，或者是，警报突然就响起来。
And we go to a lot of trouble to find happiness. Travel really far, spend a lot of money for new clothes, or go into a nice restaurant, or making a family, or whatever. But sometimes it doesn't work.
而且我们还费尽周折去寻求一点点快乐。比如花很多的钱买件新衣服，或者是开车去很远的地方去个饭馆去吃顿饭，或者组建一个家庭来寻找快乐，但是这些都行不通。
So the point is that the very advanced yogi, or you know, they realize there's no just concentrate on Krishna because.The happiness and distress just comes and goes anyway, according to our past karma, not according to our endeavor.
进步的瑜伽师呢，就会一心一意的专注于 Krishna, 因为快乐和痛苦都是由于我们过往的 karma, 而不是因为我们自己的努力而带得到的。
So don't try for happiness, just like we don't try for distress, but it comes anyway. Happiness comes sometimes in a situation that seems like it should be the most distressed We feel happy. Sometimes in a situation, you know, you're at a big party or something like, and everything's supposed to be really nice, seems like, but then we don't feel happy. We get a headache, or we get sick, we eat too much, or, you know, anything can happen.
瑜伽师们，他们不会去努力寻求快乐，就像他们不会去努力寻求痛苦一样。比如说，在最令人痛苦的情况之下呢，可能人会突然之间感受到内心的喜悦。而另外一种情况，就是在一次很大的聚会上，本来是应该是非常美好的事件，但是呢，人突然就患了头疼，他感到那就闷闷不乐。
So that's about it for that. It's just we could go on and on and on, but it's just the basic idea that the devotee only, he just realizes the only thing worthwhile is to try to serve Krishna. That doesn't come back by your karma automatically. That's according to our endeavor. The regular material enjoyment and suffering and distress, that's according to our karma. So of course we try to live right, you know, and according to Krishna's plan, but we're not like going out of our way to find happiness, material happiness. That's foolish. It might not be there when you get to where you're looking for it. So let's just leave it at that. Let everybody think a little bit.
给奉献者呢，他们会努力的去服务 Krishna。对 Krishna 的服务呢，跟我们的 karma 没有关系，而是跟我们的努力有关系。我们物质的痛苦和快乐都是跟我们自己的 karma 有关系。那 Krishna 按照 Krishna 的计划呢？
All right, so let's just stop and, you know, because everybody has questions all the time.
Oh, 好，那我们就今天的正课部分就讲到这里，因为通常问题都，奉献者都会有问题。
暂时还没有问题，我们稍等一下。
Right now, there's no question that we wait a little bit.
Usually they come.
So, Mar,
yeah.
Yes, I want to ask a question that.
Okay.
If a devotee is engaged in the devotional service, so according to the karma, there is still material happiness and distress will come, or there will be no more karma for the devotee.
If we're fully practicing devotional service, we're not making new karma. But the results of our old karma is still coming. Gradually, use it up.
Oh, 我问的问题就是说 当奉献者他们从事奉献服务的时候，会不会还感受到就是过往的猎豹带来的痛和快乐？马拉特的答案就是，当奉献者他全然的从事奉献服务的时候，他不制造新的卡尔玛，但是由于旧的卡尔玛、以往的卡尔玛还会有一些结果，但是这些卡尔玛会逐渐的耗尽。So now there is a question from Rajendra Prabhu.
All right.
感恩咕噜翻译，为什么不能过度关怀某人某事？瓦坦11.7.53。So according to Bhagavatam 11, Canto 11, Chapter 7, Verse 53, why we shouldn't pay too much attention or care too much for someone or something?
53. 'Cause when you say in English, I don't know what you say. If it's 50 or 60, or, you know, it's very difficult. English numbers. English numbers are very difficult. Okay. Because of the pigeons, right? So what is the question exactly?
The question is that why we shouldn't pay too much attention or we shouldn't care too much for someone else or to care too much for something.
We're too much attached to a material thing. All material things are temporary. You know, if we're too much attached, then we lose it, then, you know, we'll always be in so much suffering. We're not that we shouldn't care for anything, but we shouldn't be too much attached, that's all we ever think about, that it keeps us from Krishna. People are too much attached to the family, and they have no time for Krishna. Too much attached to their money, or too much attached to their alcohol. Then they have no time for Krishna. So that's ridiculous. Very bad.
因为一切物质事物是短暂的。如果依附物质事物的话，一旦失去的话就会感到痛苦。我们不应当关心任何的就是物质事物。因为想着这物质事物呢，我们就会忘记 Krishna， 我们就想不起 Krishna 来了。如果我们过于依恋家庭，就没时间想着 Krishna， 依恋钱财，依恋那个酒，喝酒，那就远离了 Krishna， 这是非常可笑的。The next one.
Okay.
下一个问题 ，Rajendra Prabhu， 奉爱瑜伽讲究中庸之道，如果是与中国的道教有什么区别呢 ？In Bhakti Yoga, we stress on balanced So what's the difference between this and the Taoism of Chinese Taoism?
I can't hear you. You have to repeat.
The question is that what's the difference between Taoism and the balance? For example, do not eat too much.
The difference between Taoism
and middle path of Bhakti Yoga.
Of what kind of yoga?
Bhakti Yoga.
I never heard of the middle path of Bhakti Yoga, middle path of Buddhism.
你妈是说从来没听说过风爱瑜伽中有中庸之道，只听说过佛教当中说有中庸之道。
But the difference between Bhakti Yoga and these other things is Krishna. The Taoism is, you know, like Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, but there's no Krishna, there's no Bhakti.
Bhakti 瑜伽和其他的这个道路的区别就在于 Krishna， 在道教当中呢有 Karma Yoga 业瑜伽，还有 Jnana Yoga 思辨瑜伽，但是就没有 Bhakti Yoga 风爱瑜伽。
That's the difference. You won't find.
这便是区别。
You can find, you know, the similar things about karma and good behavior and, you know, equal-mindedness and everything, but no Krishna. So there's no real goal to the whole thing.Except to live nicely in this life.
在道就是道教当中呢，他也强调，要有好的行为、良好的举止，还有平等的心态，但是就是没有 Krishna， 所以呢，就没有什么目标，除了就是在此生。有一个好的生活之外。Moderation, OK， 中庸。Moderation, what's the difference between moderation in Bhakti Yoga and Taoism?
The difference is Krishna. Taoism doesn't have Krishna. Bhakti Yoga has God, has Krishna, Bhakti, service. Taoism doesn't have that. I just said exactly the answer. I don't know details about Taoism, but I know it doesn't have Krishna. It has Jnana and Karma, but no Bhakti. No God. That's the difference. It can prepare you for Bhakti.Then you have to be fortunate to meet devotees.
对于道教的细节呢，我也不太清楚。但是道教当中没有神，没有 Krishna， 没有奉爱。但是道教可以让一个人做好准备。如果一个人特别幸运的话，他会遇到奉献者。 Next one, Maran.
Okay.
下一个，第十一组韦月苗，顶拜咕噜，请问阿朱那最后获得的是怎样的解脱呢？ What's the final liberation for attained by Arjuna?
He's always with Krishna. Everywhere Krishna goes in the material world, Arjuna goes with him.
他总和 Krishna 在一起。无论 Krishna 在物质世界去哪里，去哪个物质世界，Arjuna总是跟 Krishna 一起。
He's always with Krishna. He's very fortunate.
他总是和 Krishna 在一起，他非常幸运。
All right.
好，那下一个问题。Next one， 下一个来自软真者。Krishna 给 Uddhava 讲的 Gita 貌似比给 Arjuna 讲的更详细，对吗？ So Uddhava Uddhava Gita The Gita Krishna spoken to Uddhava seems to be more detailed than Bhagavad GitaIs that right?
Again?
So, Uddhava Gita, the
yes.
Gita seems to be more specific, there is more detail in Uddhava Gita than Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that's true.
是的，是这样的。
Because the Bhagavad Gita, I had to speak in a big hurry. I had a lot more time to teach Uddhava.
因为讲《博伽梵歌》的时候得就是时间有限，所以要抓紧时间讲。但是给乌德讲《博伽梵歌》讲 Gita 的时候呢，时间很充裕。
It has more details and more expanded, you know, same information, but expanded a bit with like stories here, stories to help make you understand it.
所以，因为有更多的充裕的时间呢，就更多的细节，就是内容也。扩展了，就像在这里头呢，还加进了故事，能帮助理解。The next one.
Yeah.
下一个是，Rajendra Prabhu， 不要过度关心某人某事。如果过度依附 Krishna， 可以吗？尤其在初期阶段 ，We shouldn't care too much for somebody something. Is that all right that we attach to Krishna excessively, especially in the neophyte stage?
Attached to Krishna in the neophyte stage, we're usually not so much attached to Krishna, but we're trying to develop attachment to Krishna.
在初期阶段呢，我们是发展对 Krishna 的依恋。
OK。
好，这个回答可以吗？满意吗？
Any more questions?
Right now, there's no more question, Mara.
Okay.
Okay, and no, there's one more popped up.
Okay.
Chen Juan, 顶拜古尔玛拉，感恩主播。家里一不小心来了一窝小老鼠，给我带来困惑。请问姑爹，对这些带有破坏性的生物体怎么办才好呢？So, a business man, right now there comes some small mice.
Yeah.
I feel very perplexed, confused. So what to do with those living entity who can destroy things?
Well, sometimes we have to catch them and take them out. Sometimes we have to kill them. Sometimes if we get a cat, that can be a problem also. But if you get a cat, the mice go away.
有时候我们需要抓住他们，把他们扔出去，有的时候需要杀掉他们，有的时候需要弄只猫来，但是猫来之后又有别的问题了，所以就这种方式把他们赶走。
Maybe they have some kind of thing that's supposed to keep them away, but I don't know, some bad smelling thing or something. Can be a problem because they can get in dirty up everything in the kitchen and they can contaminate all your boga.
Yes, you know, you say banfa, right? Fangzhi lao shu.反正这些老鼠呢，他们会进到厨房里，会把我们的 boga 的神像给供奉的这些食物给捣乱。
All right.
这回答可以吗？
Prabhupada said his father had a cloth shop. So mice, in the night, mice would come and they would put out some food for the mouse, and then the mouse would eat the cloth. He would only eat the food.
Prabhupada
said
his father had a cloth shop.就是他父亲呢有一个布匹商店，晚上呢他父亲就会在那个商店里呢放一些食物，这样那些老鼠呢就会吃食物而不会咬坏那些布匹。
OK。All right， 谢谢。So yo rong yo gui ju wu wei de feng zhe jie bei. Okay, go Ranga. Jie xie. See you Friday morning.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.This one, the purport, the introduction, everything was so clear, you know, there was not much we can say about it. As the story goes on, we get an example. That's the thing with the Uddhava Gita we don't have in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita we have only the philosophy, but in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna has all these stories to illustrate the philosophy. Which is nice.Because, like I said, he had more time.
Om Namo Bhagavate Sudevaya.
Om. 所以在那个最前面的前言部分已经很详细了， 所以就像刚才说的，Krishna 在这里呢就给 Uddhava 讲了很多例子，因为这时候时间是很空充裕的。所以大家下去自己看看这个前言。
好的，那我们就在这里结束。Maharaj?
What? Yeah, I'm finished.
Finished?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very tired. It's late.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gauranga. Gauranga.
See
you next. And we chat or Skype? What do you mean?
Skype.
Yeah, I don't find how to turn it off. So please hang up.
Okay.